This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity, inaugurating the Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that to achieve this, the government has launched a campaign guaranteeing basic facilities in every village. Mr. Modi mentioned that to make rural societies self-sufficient, farmers have been supported with 3 lakh crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi.
गांव के लोगों को गरिमापूर्ण जीवन देना ये मेरी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है. हमारा विजन है भारत के गांव के लोग सशक्त बने, उन्हें गांव में ही आगे बढ़ने के ज्यादा से ज्यादा अवसर मिले, उन्हें पलायन ना करना पड़े, गांव के लोगों का जीवन आसान हो. और इसलिए हमने गांव गांव में मूलभूत सुविधाओं की गारंटी का अभियान चलाया.
Mr. Modi said the government's endeavours, including Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission, are all aimed at the benefit and development of rural areas. He noted that clean drinking water is reaching every household in lakhs of villages. He added that today people are getting better health services through more than 1.5 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary were also present at the event. On the occasion, the Prime Minister interacted with the artisans at the Mahotsav, which is being organised at Bharat Mandapam from the 4th to the 9th of January, with the theme Building a Resilient Rural India for a Vikasit Bharat 2047. This Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies, and foster innovation within rural communities. India's rural poverty has declined significantly to 4.86% in the financial year 2023-24, compared to 25.7% in 2011-12. According to the State Bank of India's research on the Consumption Expenditure Survey over the last 12 years, urban poverty has fallen to 4.09% from 13.7%. The SBI's research highlighted that the sharp decline in the rural poverty ratio is due to higher consumption growth in the lowest 0 to 5% decile, along with significant government support. The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the very poor category, with an average air quality index, AQI, of 385 as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some areas of the city has crossed the severe category mark at 400. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas and disrupting flight and train operations. The three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Gobind Singh Ji, began at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna in Bihar this morning. The Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Devotees in large numbers from different parts of the country and abroad are reaching Patna Sahib to attend the celebrations. In cricket, India were 128 for 5 in their second innings against Australia on day 2 of the decisive 5th and final test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. Rishabh Pant scored 61 runs for the visitors, the maximum in the innings so far. Earlier, Australia's batting lineup collapsed as they were all out at 181 this morning after Indian seamers took wickets in quick succession in the first two sessions. World Braille Day is being observed today. The day is observed annually to raise awareness about the importance of Braille as a means of communication for blind and partially sighted people. And with that, we end this news bulletin.